Great Southern's Triple M, you're with Draco, and right now I'm here for a footy recap with Yogi for the Ongerup Football Association and Eastern Districts Football League. This is brought to you thanks to Prices Fabrication and Steel. Check them out, prizesfabricationandsteel.com.au. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, morning, Draco. Going well, yourself?
Yeah, good. Saw my first game at Optus Stadium, so I was really happy to do that. But there was also... if I'm not mistaken, I don't know if it was for this one or the next one, I had a call from Jenny saying congratulations to 200 games for the Narrogin Hawks, Bluey, as well. So that would be for the recap for the Great Southern or...
Upper Great Southern, yeah, we'll come
absolutely.
To that.
Absolutely, so we'll get to that point a bit later, but let's get to it.
Yeah, firstly, in the Ongerup Football League, last round of fixtures before finals, Boxwood Hill 19-13-127 over Jerramunga 8-7-55, so a 72-point margin in that game. And Newdigate probably breathed a bit of life into the competition down there, beating the league leaders 12-14-86 over Noingrup 8-18-66, a 20-point margin there. So well done to the Newdigate boys, and they're going to finals with a bit of confidence in the reserves. Winners for Boxwood Hill and Noingrup. So in the league. On the league ladder, Noingrup finished on 40, Boxwood Hill 32, Newdigate 32, with a percentage there of about 35% difference. Jerramungup on 12 and Lake Grace on 4, so Lake Grace are taking their football boots up for another year in the league. And in the reserves, the Boxwood Hill over Lake Grace, Noingrup and Newdigate would all play finals next weekend.
There you go.
That's the Ongerup League. In the Eastern Districts, Southern Cross 14-9. Oh, beg your pardon. Yeah, that's Southern Cross. Bruce Rock 14-9-93 over Southern Cross 12-7-79. 14-point margin to the league leaders, Bruce Rock there. Torridgeon finished the season with a bang. 18-12-120 over Borough Coppin 1-6-12. Narrambeen 18-17-125 over Hyde and Kalgarran 10-10-70. So, good win there for the Hawks. And in the final game, Coolan-Condinnan 19-7-121 over New Kearney 9-11-65. And around the league this weekend, there was a few double-figure goal kickers. And in this one, the old veteran Simon Duckworth bagged 10 for the Coolan-Condinnan side. So the league ladder after home and away fixtures saw Bruce Rock on top with 52, Coolan-Condinnan 40, Southern Cross 36, New Kearney 32. So they'll all play finals next week. And then Narrambeen 20, Corrigan 20, Hyde and Kalgarran 16, Borough Coppin 8. And in the reserves up in the Eastern Districts, winners were Bruce Rock, Narrambeen, New Kearney, and Corrigan, who actually won on a forfeit in that game. So top four in the reserves in order, New Kearney, Bruce Rock, Coolan-Condinnan and Corrigan. So, yes, that's the wrap of the Ongerup and Eastern Districts Football League.
Draco for breakfast.
Yogi still stuck around, of course, because he's here to give us a recap for the Upper Great Southern Football League. Now, before we start, and this is obviously thanks to Prices Fabrication and Steel, check out the website, prizesfabricationandsteel.com.au. But I had a call from Jenny saying congratulations for 200 games for Narrogin Hawks Blair, Bluey, as he's referred to as well. I'm from Stacey, Jen, and Pete as well. 200 games, that's a big feat.
But it's a big feat. Good to see Blue's got three fans out there. But 200 games to Blair Forest on Saturday out at Boddington. But he couldn't get his side over the line. Boddington 26-15-171 over the Narrogin Hawks 14-7-91. An 80-point margin there with the big full forward Ellis kicking 9. So hopefully Blue didn't play on him because he's generally down back. But good win there for Boddington warming up for the finals. Down at Katanning, went through the season undefeated, which a lot of us predicted at the start of the year. Katanning 32-19-211 over Wade and 3-2-20, 191-point margin there.
Ow, okay.
Interesting fact out of this game, Braden Crosby kicked 15 goals. So I dare say they were looking for him a bit to get him over the line in the goal kicking. So 15 to Binger, well done to him. Out at I think this was at Williams, 25-16, 166 over Cochran Dumyang, 4-5, 29, 137-point margin there. And Ricky Carey, he was one off the goal-kicking pace on the weekend. He bagged 12, but wasn't enough to win the Jack Johnson Trophy. While in the final game out at Wickapen, two teams that before the game knew they weren't playing finals. Another inaccurate performance from the Warriors, but it was enough to get them over a youthful Brookton Pingsley, 9-19-73 over Brookton Pingsley, 7-6-48, a 25-point margin in that game. So saw the league ladder at the end of the home and away fixtures. Katani on top, undefeated on 56. Boddington on 44. Williams on 38. Narrogin on 32. So they'll all play finals outside the top four. Wickapen 26. Cochran Dumyang 12. Brookton Pingsley 12. And Wagen 4, so those bottom four sides can pack their bags up and do their washing. So they're gone for the season. In the reserves, the top four that'll play finals, Katani on top at 52, Cochran Dumyang 40, Wagen 36, and Williams 32. So that's the end of the home and away fixtures, Drake, and we're into finals football next weekend.
Real exciting times. Well, you're going to join me on Friday to give us a rundown of the Upper Great Southern footy games to come. But thank you very much for joining me.
No worries. Have a good one.
Cool. All righty. It's going to be an interesting time. That's for sure. Cool. All right. Thank you very much for that. I'll chat to you next time.
No worries. Thanks.
Right. Cheers, mate. Draker for breakfast. Got right now Susie, the media and communications officer for Narrogin Districts Netball Association, to give us a recap on the netball. We have more to talk about this time because there were games played, yeah?
There were games played, yes.
Yeah, we had good conditions for it, of course.
We had, lovely weather and, lots of tight games. So, very exciting.
Awesome. Well, let's get into it, I guess.
We will. Before I do, I won't be mentioning any best players from now on because our voting's gone in camera.
Oh.
So that we've got a bit of a surprise at our presentation night.
Makes for, more interesting presentation, I guess. Certainly
does.
Absolutely. Yeah. But how did it go on the weekend?
It went great. In the A1, Olympics Gold's three-goal win over Kibaling 1 keeps the ladder positions 2-5 quite tight. Though the other teams seem to be closing the gap, Pingsley 1 continue to breeze through the regular season with an 8-goal win over Wagen 1, 56-48. A 10-goal turnaround by Williams 1 in the third quarter wins them their game against the Wickham Warriors in what was otherwise a close match. The final score was 39-31. In the A2 Division 1, Wagen 2 piled on the goals to lead by 10 at the first break against Williams 2 and went on to win comfortably. Pingsley 2 and Wickapen Red played out a thriller on a Sunday afternoon to round out a great weekend of netball. Wickapen Red got the jump on the Panthers to lead by 6 at quarter time, but Pingsley worked their way into the game and ultimately took the points in a very tight 36-35 victory. Olympics Turquoise got the job done against Waves 1 with a 9-goal win. In the A2 Division 2, Waves 2 were in control of their top-of-the-table clash against Wagen 4 and were triumphant with a 20-goal margin, 52-32. Flames 1 scored heavily in their clash with Olympic Aqua to take home the chocolates. Wagen 3 had a comfortable victory over Olympics Royals, 53-22. And in A3 Division, second place Flames 3 recorded the win over Pingsley 3, who put in a great performance with the final score 38-33. And in the Junior 1 Division, Kibaling 2 were tested by Flames Fusion, who outscored them in the first and last quarters of the game, but they scored heavily enough in the second and third to win by 10 goals. In the Junior Division 2, the Flames Firebirds opened their account with a narrow 2-goal victory over Wagen 6, 25-23. And in the clash between second and third on the ladder, a 15-goal first quarter by Kibaling 3 was just enough for them to take the points by a single goal against Boddington 1 after they fought back during the rest of the game. Final score 42-41. And I'd just like to say congratulations to our three Rising Stars teams that went to the Albany Netball Association Junior Carnival on Sunday. It was a very successful day for the association, with all teams making the grand final.
Oh, wow.
The 11 and unders went down to grassroots in the final, which shame, but a great effort. The 12 and unders went undefeated all day and won their final 16-11. And our 13 and unders got to the final and won that one 13-7 against Bethel. So congratulations to everyone involved with that.
Putting together some superior athletes in the Great Southern.
Absolutely.
It's the only way. Well, Susie, thank you very much for the recap, and I'll chat to you next week.
Draker for breakfast. For breakfast!
I am quite interested in this subject right here. I've got Iris from Consumer Protection. Do not knock stickers on doors. Now, you guys provide them. Now, there's certain ramifications for people that breach this. Tell us about this.
Yes, sure. Now, what it is we have these do not knock stickers in the office that we're quite happy to give out to consumers. All you do is have them at your front door, or you've got your doorbell. When the salesperson comes, they see the sticker, they are not allowed to knock or come on in. Basically, they should leave straight away once they see the Do Not Knock sticker. What it does, it also saves you coming to the door and asking them to leave and, you know, sort of going through the whole process of saying, no, I'm not interested in your products, could you please leave? The sticker's right there, they need to leave straight away since they see that. If they go ahead, knock on your door, come on in, especially if they force their way in, they are in breach of the Australian consumer law.
Mm.
Our department can do an investigation into that, and if need be, further down the line, the company and the individual could be liable to prosecution.
Wow, that is big stuff. So I never knew this occurred. Like, is this a new rule, or it's been around for a while, or...?
It has been around for a while, but we try to promote the stickers now because it just makes life easier for the consumer who's sitting inside the house, maybe enjoying a cup of coffee, relaxing, saves them going to the door. Sometimes you get high-pressure salespeople. And I have in the past had consumers call me and say, look, I try to ask the salesperson to leave, but they force their way in. And before I knew it, I was signing the contract. Now I've bought the vacuum cleaner. And I didn't want them in the house anyway. Didn't want to buy the vacuum cleaner, but, you know, high-pressure sales tactics, and I've just found that I've gone ahead and purchased the product.
Yeah, and I've already got a vacuum cleaner.
Exactly. Oh, but this one is a lot better than the one I've already got.
It is a super mega duper 7,000 or something.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we do actually have hours, Drake, of hours and days when they should and shouldn't approach you.
Oh, yeah.
So a salesperson should not visit you on a Sunday or a public holiday. They shouldn't come before 9 or after 6 p.m. on a weekday. So it's got to be between 9 and 6 p.m. on a weekday. Before 9 a.m. or 5 p.m. on a Saturday, they should come, you know, between those hours, 9 and 5 on a Saturday. Now, you still might have people collecting money as in charitable organizations. So that's different. That doesn't apply to them. They can still come and knock because they're not door-to-door salespeople.
Yeah, no.
But
fair enough.
You know, if consumers are confused and sort of don't know whether the right people are knocking at the doors and they should let them in, they can always give us a call, 98-428-366. Just give us a call. If you do want some stickers, please call the office. Happy to send some out to you, and it just prevents you going out to your door when you can't be bothered with salespeople.
I think I might get onto that with you guys. Iris, appreciate the chat. Really interesting subject right there. I'll chat to you next week. Cheers.
Sure. Thank you, Draker.